Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, tomorrow I'm going to be a guest bartender at a charity event. So I'm really excited and thankful that my current guest co-host, Matt Rothschild, is going to be here with all of you alongside Angela Lang and Dan Schaefer. You will be in fine hands, six of them indeed, for tomorrow's conversation. I'll be back on Wednesday. But Matt, guess who's back on the line? Wants to argue some more. Hey, Chad, I see you called back. I just watched the Cory Booker video. They're not at all similar. Like, not at all, and you know that.
I don't know how they aren't, but that's a different issue. I wanted to ask you about
that
Dan Hair
thing. Chad. One is a clear expression of heartfelt togetherness. The other one has an angry billionaire-like boy with an angry face ripping off what is clearly a salute style. The other one's like a half wave. You don't see the difference between the two.
No, it sounds convenient.
Would you put your hand on a Bible? Do you believe in God, Chad? Would you put your hand on the Bible swear to that? You would.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I'll do it.
I swear to God. I swear to God that I believe those two things are exactly the same. Tell me, Chad. I swear to God, I believe these two things are exactly the same. Do it.
Sure,
do it on live radio, Chad. Come on.
Are you gonna let me speak or no?
I'm gonna let you swear to God that those two things are the same.
I swear to God that those two things look pretty darn similar to me.
And God help save Chad's soul, his immortal soul. My goodness.
And also, let's remember what Elon Musk said after the controversy raged. He said, "I bet you did not see that coming." Nazi, N-A-Z-I.
Yeah.
So, here's a little adolescent fool who toys with
the libs.
Holocaust
so
imagery, Elon Musk, and Chad can't even admit that.
It's different.
You know, Elon Musk is in allegiance with neo-Nazis in Germany.
Just watch the tape from the AFD meeting. That's all I got to say. And from Chippewa Falls, say hello to Matt. What do you have for us this afternoon?
I guess we can all agree on one thing with Chad, is that Donald Trump has done a great job of dividing us. And I'm very fearful, and the rest of the country should be. I was in the service and in the late 80s, early 90s, and I was friends with a lot of different people. And one black man said to me, young man, he said, "Our next war will be a race war." And I just thought, well, no, that's never going to happen. Well, here we are. And what we're doing to other people, this is scary business, guys. So all those people that want to argue about Musk and Trump and Biden and all that, let's get serious here, guys. This is about our freedom. Anything you do against Trump, you will be arrested.
And it may be Trump today, but maybe it's the guy you disagree with or the gal you disagree with tomorrow, Chad, right? Like, the picture is bigger, and it's actually as much Chad's rights as it is anybody else's rights that those protesters are taken to the streets in defense of. This sort of oligarchical billionaire boys in charge, suppressing the votes, suppressing disagreement, that isn't good for anybody. There seems to be this delusion that has gripped the MAGA regime and its supporters that it's just fine to trample all over our most closely and shared held values because it's my guy, because we're winning. But that's just the con, right? That's the bit. That's the thing that they want people, God bless him, Chad, and good luck with your immortal soul. That's what they want us to do, right? Think of this in terms of black and white or urban and rural. The reality is we all, us regular people, us 90%ers, we have so much more in common with one another than anything that divides us, no matter what Donald Trump and the MAGA regime is trying to tell you this. Here are the things that we have in common right now. We're facing an average tariff rate of nearly 22%. That's the highest since 1909. We are facing each of our households at least $5,000 to our annual grocery bills, courtesy of Donald Trump. We are facing the lowest levels of consumer confidence in our economy for the last 4 years, thanks to Donald Trump. 25, now 50% steel tariffs are going to make houses more expensive. Schooling ain't getting any cheaper. Childcare ain't getting any cheaper, right? None of the things that we all need to work better is any of this happening. And if you happen to be a law enforcement and national security hawk, guess what all these thousands of troops aren't doing? Guess what the thousands of other federal law enforcement that have been pulled off of their important work dealing with drug trafficking or other national security issues are doing now that they're rounding up neighbors and friends who have worked here for decades and paid taxes, right? They're not doing the core work that our nation needs to protect it from our actual enemies, both foreign and domestic. It is a distraction to think it is us and them. The only us and them here are those of us in the 90% versus the billionaire boy oligarchs. That's what's going on. Money ain't speech. Corporations aren't people. And if you don't believe me, $51 trillion, that's the amount of money that has gone from the bottom 90% to the top 1% since 1981. That system ain't working. Everything else is a distraction. Matt, I'm going to give you the last thoughts on the day. We got about a minute.
Well, I just want everyone to oppose these steps toward martial law that we're seeing. I want everybody to support due process and habeas corpus and our Bill of Rights. And I want everybody to protest absolutely nonviolently. We've got to defend our democracy right now. This is the crucial time. And thanks for listening and thanks for calling, everyone.
Great show. Thanks, Matt.